The makeup of Colombia's new Congress couldn't be more different than the previous one. For the first time in history, a progressive coalition is the largest political bloc in both chambers. It's the result of unprecedented elections that will bring a true leftist, Gustavo Petro, in power in August.
This is a historic Congress for a number of reasons. First, more than 60% of representatives are new. It's an important renovation. Second, it's diverse, with more indigenous representatives that come from rural Colombia. And finally, for the first time, 30% are women. This is very promising.
But the inauguration was fraught with controversy. Outgoing President Iván Duque delivered a feisty speech defending his accomplishments during his tenure, despite abysmal polling numbers around 20%. He attacked the incoming majority, saying that they could put people's private property at risk.
It is possible to have social justice in remote areas without expropriations and prejudice. And we offered an inflexible compromise to peace with legality that advanced in the territories.
He was repeatedly interrupted by new Congress representatives. They called him a liar for saying he supported the implementation of the peace deal and the protection of social leaders who were killed in unprecedented numbers during Duque's administration. The new Congress is tasked with an ambitious reform agenda to combat poverty and inequality. This includes a major tax reform to fund social programs and long-postponed land, pension and police reforms. To do so, Petro has built a coalition with centrist parties that should assure him a majority. Experts believe he will take advantage of a honeymoon period few of his predecessors had.
For the first time, we will have the possibility of getting through Congress radical reforms coming from the left. Nevertheless, given the fact that this is a majority coalition and not a governing coalition from the left wing party, those reforms will have to be tempered down in order to be able to pass through Congress.
The question now is just how long will that honeymoon last, given the fact that the country is going through difficult economic times with high inflation, high unemployment, among other issues, and an electorate that's been demanding change and reform quickly and surely. Alessandro Ampietti, Al Jazeera, Bogotá.